This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, don't look now, but you can feel it. You can hear it. The crack of the bat. The smell of hot dogs and peanuts and baseball with the Royals is coming back. You know you're ready for it. I mean, it's only a matter of time until we get Bobby Baseball. You get, you know, everything in the world that you've ever wanted.
And the pitch. And a swing and a high fly ball.
There's a string sound.
Deep left center field. Way back there, and that ball is gone.
Love it.
He got a lot of it. The wind didn't hurt either. Onto the grass berm, and a Bobby Witt Jr. souvenir as the Royals are on the board. They're down 2-1.
Steve in the old spring. I'm sorry. What was that?
Oh. Wow, that sound of the bat, baby.
I mean.
Liner to the gap in left center. That is trouble, and it is gone.
Well, that's just Bobby Witt Jr. home run sounds.
That ball is crushed.
Cannot wait. Royals are getting ready to start their season again.
They're better sounding sports than the crack of the bat.
The swish of the net.
Swish of the net's close.
And the sound of a ball rolling into a hole on a golf course. A little punch.
That's kind of a good sound. I think baseball has the best sounds. The pop of the glove, the crack of the bat, the cleats walking on the concrete and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like baseball is the best sounding sport, I guess you could say, you know, for me anyway.
No, well, I mean, I agree.
When one of the first things you say about your sport is, the crack of the bat.
Yeah.
You don't really describe the NFL. Oh, the crack of that first big tackle. You're like, yeah, shoulder pads sound great.
Do you ever notice that, though, in a game, like in an NFL game, the sound of the guys colliding?
Oh, yeah. You hear like every time Isaiah Pacheco gets the ball, you know, whatever that is. That's my SFX for football.
Fantastic.
But Royals expectations as they move on from last year to this year, whereas last year we were saying, you know what I mean? Just get us to July.
Get us to May.
Be competitive. And I mean, they slam dunk that times 10. And I think opening day here in Kansas City, when they have it, after they start the season on the road, then come into Kansas City, I think will be a great crowd. I think you'll see
They start here this year, don't they?
I couldn't remember. Because I feel like they've started here like the last like 4 years, awesome.
I think with teams, like, you have certain days that you say we want games at home, and you kind of go through that. And I think the Royals for a very long time have like almost demanded they be at home to start the season, because we know what happens if you start 0-5 on the road. The interest on opening day has not been great, right? And so I can only remember, I want to say, maybe twice since I've been doing this that the Royals have opened on the road. Maybe it's only been one time that they've opened on the road, because, you know, you want your fans to see you when you're 0-0 versus coming back and not being very good, because the excitement would be gone. And as Ben said, we judge our baseball team by opening day and then regroup at the All-Star game. Right. It's like,
March 27th, Guardians and Royals opening day.
What an opener.
Yeah. So then obviously they don't play the Friday the 28th, and the 29th they'll play the Guardians again at 3:00. And then again on Sunday, they'll play again as well. And that'll be at 110 in Kansas City. So first three games of the season, right out of shoot against the evil empire, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to start the season too, right?
So Royals' expectations for the season. They are plus 3,000 to win the World Series as of today.
Where does that rank be with other teams?
Lower half.
Lower half, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the Dodgers, Yankees are at your top at like plus like 600, 550, whatever it may be, or whatever they had them at. I didn't really look at them. I just looked at the Royals. To win the AL or to win the AL in general, just to win the American League, plus 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
To win the AL Central, they have the second best odds. They have plus 270 to win the Central. The Henry Lake Minnesota Twins sit at the top at plus 210.
So,
Cleveland also is at plus 270.
Okay, plus, I was going to say, where's Cleveland? Where do they have Detroit on that list?
They have their fourth best odds, and then or the third best or fourth, and then the White Sox have the last.
Yeah. I'm surprised with Detroit. I think Detroit's going to be pretty good this year. Obviously, based on the way that they finished this. I think it's Detroit and Kansas City this year battling for the division. That's just my
opinion. I'm sorry. Second.
Yeah, sorry. Detroit's tied with Kansas City. The Guardians are 300, plus 300. So this is funny. DraftKings, Twins, plus 210. Royals, plus 270. Detroit, plus 270. Cleveland, plus 300. Chicago White Sox plus 2,500 to win the AL Central.
Well, I don't think anybody's betting the White Sox to win the division this year, right?
Right.
But I don't think they're going to lose 120, you know, like they did last season, right? I mean, like, that's hard to do to be that bad. So I don't think they're going to lose that game. But I think Detroit and Kansas City are the ones that are going to battle for the division this year. And you know, the Indians just don't do it for me right now. I don't know why, but I just feel like Detroit on the come, right? Like, how good were they towards the end of the season?
Oh, my.
I mean, the way that they picked up steam. Yeah. They went down to Houston. They played great baseball down there and won some games in the postseason. So did the Royals. Like, I'm feeling really good about the Royals and Detroit right now. Cleveland maybe third. Minnesota, was last year a down year for the Twins? They didn't make the playoffs, because if it was, then they're supposed to be back up this year, because that's kind of the way they go.
Fallout at the end of the season.
I mean, that last month of the season, I mean, the Royals didn't play great down the stretch, but the Twins played even worse to allow the Royals to get into the playoffs. Thank goodness for that.
13 other teams ahead of the Royals in the World Series odds. Your favorites are the Dodgers at plus 300, the Braves at plus 750, the Yankees at plus 800, and the Phillies at plus 1,200. Notable teams above the Royals: the Padres, the Twins, the Mariners, the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, the Orioles, and the Red Sox, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
To make the playoffs, the Royals sit at plus 110.
That's not great money. You know, not a great return, because they expect you to be in the playoffs this year. And that's my expectation, guys, for this organization: winning the division, getting into the playoffs. I think that has to be your expectation this year for them. Like, you take the next step the next year, right?
And
last year was the wild card. This year, take that next step. Win the division.
FanDuel gives you at plus 140 if you like that juice better, Bob.
And somebody asked a question on the text line: why do the Royals always play one home game to start the season and then have the next day off and then play again the rest of the... So here's why.
Weather.
That is the number one case, is if there is a rainout or a freeze out, they have Friday to fall onto, so that way they have the extra safe day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that happens.
I think it sucks. You get that excitement. It's awful, right?
It is terrible.
You get excitement of opening day, and then you stop down, and the weekend happens, and then it's like Monday, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, baseball's back. Like, it's such a buzzkill. It really is. It's such a buzzkill to have that off day.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's kind of the same equivalent. It's not at the same level, but it's like the Chiefs every year when they win the Super Bowl, they play Thursday night, then it's like, well, now we got to wait Friday and Saturday for the NFL to return.
Yeah, right.
Now they give us a game on Friday in a different country, which, whatever, but still, it is kind of like that when it would be like a Thursday night football game. It's like, yeah, college is on Saturday, but come on, like, it's not the NFL. We got to wait, you know, 2 days until we get back into the swing of things.
And then wait 10 games for the next Chiefs game.
Right.
We don't have that problem this year.
Yeah, so benefits of a loss.
Right.
Over under 83.5 wins is the number for the Royals. That is at minus 110 to take the over.
Yeah, I think you should take the over.
I mean,
that's
two games.
Right?
That's basically three games above 500.
Yeah.
81 and 81.
Right.
If you think they're going to win the division and you're sold on that, or you think they're going to be a playoff team, you would hammer the over.
Yeah, but it's such negative money, though. That's what stinks about that one, right?
Bobby Witt Jr. is the second favorite odds to win the MVP at plus 450. Judge is number one at plus 300.
Is there anything we can do to get the Bobby Witt MVP talk going now, so we don't have it to wait till midseason when New York wakes up and realizes that Bobby Witt's good, but Aaron Judge is having a better season, so they're always going to vote for Aaron Judge? Like, we need to get that buzz going somehow, some way, for Bobby to be the favorite all year long to win that MVP, because he should be the MVP this year. If he does what he did last year, hell yeah.
This time last year, would Bobby even be in the top 10 of the odds?
Probably not.
Probably not, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that he's, what, 50, 100 points less than Judge, second, firm second place, that's already a big head start. That's good.
Yeah.
So the talk's already happening.
Okay.
One good game against a good team, the Guardians, in that opening series, you know?
Like, if he goes an opening day, goes 4-for-4 four with a home run and makes a great play at shortstop for the final out or something 100%. Like that, are we talking, like, put your money on Bobby Witt for MVP.
And then Judge will hit a home run in Yankee Stadium and go back up to the favorite.
Thanks, Dusty.
Sorry. I got burned last year, man. Not one freaking first place vote for Bobby Witt Jr. I'm still sour about it. Manager Q has plus 1300 for manager of the year odds.
See, I just don't think he's eligible. He was on a good team last year. He should have won it last year.
The guy that won it last year was on a good team, and it was Cleveland.
Yeah, he was a rookie manager last year, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Q's in year three. I think we're going to have like the Andy Reid comparisons.
But
now,
if you think they win the division, he would win, I believe, manager of the year.
He should. Right? But I'm sure there's going to be some team that has a new manager that goes 81-81 and everybody throws flowers and goes, oh. Or the White Sox don't, you know, embarrass themselves. They only lose 110 and whoever manages that team gets managed. Right. Like, that's how it's going to work, I feel like. But by plus 1300, those are good odds.
And then one that I kind of like, but Bob will hate, is at plus 7,000, my guy, Jack Caglione for rookie of the year.
I don't hate that at plus 7,000. Hell
plus
no.
7,000 is right.
Throw 10 bucks on that.
Yes. Now, I can hear Alex Gold in his car driving to work saying, yeah, but he's got to play a certain amount of games. Paul Skeens didn't, but Paul Skeens was the most dominating player in baseball last year in the second half. Like, you just couldn't touch him. So it was an outlier of an award for him to win it. But let's say Caglione comes up in mid-June, right? Somebody gets hurt. Two guys get hurt. You have no other option. Renfro's out. Melendez is out. Got to bring the kid up. He's banging it out in AAA. Comes up here and hits like 12 to 15 home runs and has like a 265 average. That dude's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Who was Rookie of the Year last year in the American League?
Good question.
Thank you.
Oh, it was Paul Skeens.
No, National League.
Oh, National League. American League. I don't know.
Bueller.
Luis Gil.
Oh, the pitcher for the Yankees.
That's right. Yeah. Luis Gil.
It's Gil.
Gil. So there's my point, right? We didn't know, and then you didn't know how to pronounce his name. Like, who is that? We three gentlemen who work in sports had no idea which is great because I guarantee you 90% of the people driving around had no idea who the rookie of the year was. And then you named the guy. We're like, who? You know, sorry, just like, Gil. Oh, that guy pitched for the Yankees? Yeah. Like, seriously, that was your rookie of the year last year.
Yeah, he was good in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, he was good. Yeah, but it's not a playoff award, I was told, right?
Somebody says if Jack comes up here early, does that mean the Royals are probably bad again? No, I'm saying if it's due to injury, like he would come up if there's like two injuries to the outfield, then you have no other choice.
And there will be because that's the circle of life in baseball, right? Oh, I stubbed my toe. Coming up 17 months, you're out.
Coming up on the other side, we say goodbye to.